Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market, one membership per year participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. I always do Scottish. We do something different.
Mongolian.
This podcast is brought to you by Sunday Cool.
Kind of sound like an old Barbosa.
You don't believe in ghost stories, Miss One.
You're in one.
Oh, watch this or listen.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, Andy?
My head's cold.
Well, take this.
What's this?
It's our Black Sunday Cool Beanie.
Wow, it's super soft.
I know, right?
And what's this on the front?
That's a customizable leatherette patch.
Wait, are you telling me I can order these black beanies from Sunday Cool and put my own logo or design on this patch?
You sure can. If you're a Ninjas or Butterflies listener, you can get them for only $9.99 each.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
You can say that again. So go to sundaycool.com/promo and order your group's custom merch today.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, Andy?
Thanks for being my friend.
All right. Let's get back to the show.
It's crazy how college won't be truly the automatic way of life in 20 years from now. Like, yeah. It's not like people just won't be able to, I'm going to go drop off my kids at college. It's like, no, they log on to college now.
See,
Josh and I have different opinions about this.
I'm not pro college at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Depends on what profession. Like, if you want to be a doctor.
You're saying, yeah, continue.
Or an engineer mm-hmm. or a scientist.
Maybe law enforcement. Law, yes.
Yeah. I think there's just certain jobs that you should go to college.
You need to be in.
When people go to college for like business, I'm just kind of like,
Yeah. So that's like a personal tech, anywho.
No, I'm just saying because, like you said, you learn more working at Sunday Cool than you ever did at college.
It's true, but it's just because I wasn't a disciplined student. But, and also, it's also because. Sunday Cool gives so much opportunity for learning, and it contextualizes what you're learning in college, you know? So you can have, like, a vocab word that you learn in school, and, like, this is that, but now I'm literally applying it. So if I went back to school right now, I feel like it would be so enriching because I've been working inside and on a business.
I think that'd be silly to go back to school, though.
I'm going
to
do it, just so you know.
Don't you think there are affordable, free resources online?
1,000%.
That you can easily go and find all that information, especially if you already have a strong foundation.
So Josh and I have to align on how we're going to present this to the girls mm-hmm. before they're of age to be asking these questions. Because my thing is, I think it's important to be pushing your children toward something. Like when they
totally
get, like, and so my first thought is, you know, the number one idea would be go off to college, get some experience, meet some friends, live away from home, you know, whatever that looks like if they want to. I think that's what, or pitch to us what you want to do.
Yeah. But college is just the automatic option.
Yeah.
It's the preset.
Yeah.
I'm going to encourage them to find a trade or to go do internships at different places.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be a united front.
Okay. I think.
I mean, there's also
you're also a really long ways away.
Yeah, there's power to the networking though. So if your kid, you know, can find a way to go to school for free,
yeah,
it's not a bad call to like, I'm going to spend 2 years getting to like, I got my AA in high school and then I spent a year and a half entirely scholarship, just trying different degrees. I did studio art.
Yeah.
I learned to draw. I did video editing.
If they can get, because I don't want them to go into debt going to college.
Yeah, true.
Anything you're doing, you probably shouldn't be going into debt unless obviously there's a
financial plan
already.
Bowflex.
Absolutely. And I'm still waiting on the return. It's been 15 years, but it's going to be a boom in 2024, I've heard.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Alex Jones told me that.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep.
Do you want a song?
Yes.
Did you go to college for this?
I did.
The podcasting?
10 years.
Wow. 10 years. That's even more than a doctor.
I know, because it's that important.
What we do on this podcast is more important than any doctor.
Some would say.
Yeah, I would.
How's that sound?
Mm.
I like that.
Whoa. What was that?
I don't know what I'm feeling.
No, we'll just go for it.
All right, here we go.
Was late at night in Tennessee when out to go pee, and then I saw something above the trees, saw a shining star, for I knew it took me. All while I was going pee, the star started to move left to right. I think I know what it was that night. It was a UFO. I peed on my foot. Yeah. Ran inside and hid under blankets. I saw a UFO that night. Yeah. Ninjas are butterflies. UFOs in my eyes. And pee on my foot.
Good. The harmonica.
That was beautiful. That was hard. I loved your voice in that one. That was so fun.
Trying to do a little Neil Young. It's hard.
Oh.
On this harvest moon.
Old man, take a look in my life.
I did see something that night, believe me.
I believe it. And I think we all believe it.
Yeah.
Except for
I believe it.
Sure.
I believe it.
Speaking of being believing, being and believing.
And being believed.
That's a question. Today's question is a very, very important question. It's so important that I want you to use your intuition to answer the question before I ask it.
Oh,
wow. We need you to lock in your answer. It's a yes or
to
no.
To lock in your answer, yes or no, because of the importance of this question.
You know it deep down in your heart what the right answer is.
Yes or no, Lily?
Oh, I don't ask a question?
No. You have to lock in your answer.
Oh, come on.
Try to understand, what do you think this question is? Lock it in. Go with your heart.
I'm gonna say yes.
Wow. Whoa!
Okay. Okay. Okay, well,
That's what you're going with. Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Okay.
Well, okay. Yes. That's insane.
Because the question was, Lily, are nurses evil?
Oh. Why would you say yes?
Lily?
You think nurses are evil?
No.
What in the world?
That's crazy. What you just said yes, though. Do you not?
I guess I telepathed the wrong answer.
Do you want to change your answer?
Yeah, I think that nurses are not
evil. No, so it's a yes or no question.
No, they're not evil.
No, yes or no question.
No.
Interesting, because the real question was, should nurses have the day off?
You don't think they should? They work very hard, Lily.
Lily, what in the world?
Golly.
So apparently Lily thinks nurses are evil and that they should never have a day off?
I say she's evil now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Welcome to the show. Oh, no.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly. You slow down. One of God's most
to empty your mind.
You learn martial arts. Ha! Ninjas are dead!
Take it easy.
Hey,
that's my wife. Hey.
That's my wife.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Consider me God.
You got God.
I can't believe she has no respect for anybody in the medical field.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy to me.
I totally do.
Yeah.
I totally
do. As the factory of women over there.
Easy.
Okay. Sorry. She did self-described.
Golly.
That's a retro reference.
How's everyone?
Oh.
Can you turn them down just a hair?
It is a little bit loud.
It's like,
this is like the routine we go through where you're like, I'm barely talking because we haven't started, so you turn me up.
I know.
And then you get into it and you're like, wow, it's loud.
How's everyone?
I'm doing very well. I've got me water.
In his employee of the month cup because he got employee of the month for October.
Yep.
What does it say?
It says employee of the month.
What does it say?
It says fatherless employee of the month.
Say it, read it.
Fatherless employee of the month. There
Yay.
It is.
Wow.
It's in stone. Engraved.
But you do have a father, and he's in heaven, watching over you.
Living water. Ayo.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yo, last week was crazy.
What happened?
Yeah.
Blurry.
Oh, blurry. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Golly,
these guys
man.
Were so fun.
Yeah.
And
we don't know the response yet, because it drops in a couple days.
Yeah.
And so we don't know if people loved it or hated it. And
yeah.
We loved it. We had a blast. It's the longest episode we've ever dropped.
Honestly, I don't care if they loved or hated it. I loved it.
Yeah, yeah. True.
No, I really did love it.
Yeah. And there's probably some people listening now that just found us last week.
Yeah.
Because we're Blur fans.
Welcome, guys. Hi.
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 Hi. Look up here. Hi. Yeah. How are you?
And gone.
And
hi. Hi.
Hi. Oh, big stretch.
Hi.
Big stretch. Big yawn. Wow. What would you like to prep them with? How is this podcast different? If the people are just now finding this podcast, how would you pitch this
show
to them?
We're way less intelligent than
Nate and Luke.
Everybody, a lot of people.
They use such big words. They're like, I was going to joke that Luke, when he talks, because he like made a thing about like how C.S. Lewis, when he writes, it's like so dense. Mm-hmm. That's how he talks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're just like, whoa. You know,
that's what college does to you, and that's what scares Josh.
Yeah, I was about to make that
using
joke.
Them
yeah.
fancy words. I don't like it.
No, but after interviewing them, I'm like, maybe I should read more to expand my vocabulary.
Same,
just get like a word of the day app.
Yeah, let's get Wordle. Let's play Wordle.
What is that?
It's a game.
Oh, that's like the Scrabble thing.
Yeah.
Eh.
Okay. Have you seen what is that on The Office when Aaron's like, I have started my New Year's resolution is to learn a new word every day, and I have to say, it is going immensely. Just using it completely wrong.
Do you remember from Parks and Rec 2 where Andy, he's like playing Sudoku?
I can't remember.
And he's like, this is so easy.
Yeah.
He's like, 2, 5, 8, 7, done. He's just writing in numbers.
So funny.
Oh, let's talk more about shows.
Let's do it.
No, but for real, we did watch the David Beckham
thing
on Netflix.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm still digesting it. I don't know what I'm going to regurgitate out of it.
Dude, he is a model of a man.
Really?
Yeah.
What literally. Do you mean? Like character-wise?
No.
Oh, got it.
Attraction-wise. Like he looks like Orlando Bloom playing soccer.
Yeah.
I told Josh that like when you were at your like high school college peak, you were way hotter than David Beckham.
Hey, but look at me now.
No,
hey.
And you still are.
What a supportive.
Hey,
wife.
Remember that one time you
look at me.
Remember that
Stop.
From that one time you peaked, that you were really good looking then.
I don't know how to feel. The documentary gave me a lot of respect for Victoria Beckham because I just think that she's a pillar of strength and she's like the essence of motherhood.
She does come from a working class family.
Yeah, that was the funniest thing.
That was so funny.
Yeah, I heard you that, right?
Yeah, that was so funny.
Where she's like talking about coming from a working class family and David sticks his head in the door. He's like, be honest. He's like,
that's pretty good.
What did your dad drive you to school in?
No,
like,
I don't.
Like,
I just,
no, it's not. It's the same. It's just, he's like, be honest. Be honest.
In the
80s. In the 80s, what did your dad drive you to school in? And she's like, well, my dad had a Rolls Royce. So he's like, thank you.
As all working class families did.
Oh, but it was crazy. Like, he got signed on by Man U, I think, when he was 12.
Yeah.
Manchester what? United.
That's how it always is over there.
Yeah. I know. But
like, well, kind of like farming system.
Yeah.
So like they're just like, it's just whenever you, when you're
when they
your
see
of age.
Potential.
But like whenever you're of age, you come play with us. Like, or what is, how does that work?
No,
is
so
he,
they,
is
they
he training?
Like, they, yeah, he starts that's, training oh my with them.
That's
like,
what's so cool about European football clubs is they have developmental leagues that literally bleed into their first team. So it'd be like the Miami Dolphins have a middle school that they sponsor, but they put all of their coaching and resources into making that middle school team like everything it can be.
That's what the like the Williams sisters did. Like they were like, or didn't do. Apparently, like whenever you're really young, you do certain matches and stuff. And the dad was like, no, they're going to be kids. They're going to go to school. They're going to get good grades. They're going to do this, but they're going to work hard. But he was like, those fine lines. And everyone was like, you can't.
Yeah,
go and play Wimbledon if you haven't done these for the years.
Dude, I know I'm derailing a little bit from the documentary, so we'll get back to it. But did you hear how Messi was signed? That the guy who signed him didn't have the authority to do it, but knew that they needed him. So he wrote, dad was like, if Messi's going to go from Argentina to Barcelona, he was like, we need a contract. Like, I'm not agreeing to this. We're not going to go down the road. So he took out a napkin and signed his name and said, sign here. And so the official contract that brought Messi from Argentina to Barcelona was literally a dinner napkin.
That's kind of interesting.
I think he was 12.
Kind of like that Elvis guy when they, his manager, that's what they did. They wrote literally like.
You said that Elvis guy?
Elvis guy.
Elvis?
Elvis. What did I say? Elvis?
No, you just said that Elvis guy.
Oh, yeah, as like the manager. Like the but I said his manager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just also interesting. And they tried to pick on his dad, like make it kind of like a Tiger Woods dad thing. I feel like that he was just really pressured into this whole lifestyle.
Yeah.
But to me, that didn't seem authentic.
Did they have a good relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that it was more like just your standard English childhood.
Yeah.
Like not a lot of compliments or feelings.
My buddy, not my buddy, a kid that used to play on my soccer team, his name is Graham Duffy, and he was from Glasgow, Scotland. And his team, they were diehard Glasgow Rangers fans.
Yeah.
Like, and that's all he wanted to go play for the Rangers. And in Glasgow, they have a rival team. It's the Celtic FC football club. And he didn't make it onto the Rangers C team or whatever it was, but the Celtic wanted him.
And so he switched?
No, he said absolutely not.
Really?
And then they moved to the U.S. and he started playing on our team.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So funny.
That's he was
intensive
phenomenal.
That's wild.
So open speaking, I just think you guys need to understand like how crazy European soccer is. Open your phones right now. This wasn't going to be the reel I shared, but this just sets up the context for how crazy fanhood is in European countries. Volume.
Wow.
It says, we sold my dad's motorbike. We sold my dad's PlayStation to be here. We don't even have tickets.
The passion in his eyes. Is like,
yeah.
He's like, this is the best thing ever.
I'm really hoping with like Messi coming over here that like the U.S. Soccer League starts getting on par with like the European Soccer League. And
it's already competitive. You saw the first couple of games.
Yeah.
And it just shows that like people have to be pushed to reach their potential because the first few games they steamrolled them. And then the next few teams were like different mindset going in. They're like, we have to be our best.
Yeah. Well, they talked about when David Beckham got signed on by the LA Galaxy and came over to the U.S., his contract was $250 million to come play for the Galaxy.
Dude, I did not know that.
Yeah. And there's some. The majority of the team, it was like their second job.
Yeah.
They all had normal jobs. Like one of them was like an electrician And like
the pool guy, that's what they keep saying. I'm playing with the pool guy and the electrician.
And like the Galaxy was only paying them like $13,000 a year.
Holy.
And then you get David Beckham coming in, who was paid $250 million. And David, they showed, because his first game he was on the bench, because like he came in like halfway through the season or something. So he didn't start, which is crazy.
That's so funny.
But he was sitting there, and it was so funny to watch him like contemplate observing why he came to the MLS, because it was just like not on par with like what he's used to.
Man.
And he's just sitting on the bench like this, like,
That's all in the documentary?
Yeah. He's like, what have I done?
Dude.
But then he goes, and Milan asks him to go play for like one of their whatever on their team, and he's like, finally, dude. Like, I'm gonna go do that.
Yeah, and he wanted to stay over in Milan.
Yeah, and the LA Galaxy guy is like,
he's like, nope, we own you.
We literally own you.
Was he AC Milan or Inter?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Yeah, well, Inter Milan.
It was Inter Milan.
Yeah.
Blue or red jersey?
It was red. Red and black.
AC.
Yeah, AC. Oh. DC.
You could have asked me.
A lot of these people, they're like, let's stop talking about soccer.
Anyway, I thought it was so interesting.
Let's talk about basketball or golf.
Oh.
Or
this is a sports podcast. Yeah,
welcome back, guys.
It's kind of funny because you're wearing that.
I know. I am a part of a football club.
Football.
Club.
Speaking of football.
Okay.
I have a lot to talk about today.
Hit me. Hit me, baby.
I saw this TikTok of this guy who was going through, it was the most fascinating thing, and I've never thought about this, how people think differently in the sense of like, they did all this like testing or whatever. I'm totally going to butcher what this guy said. But he's like, how people process things. He says, he didn't know that, and I didn't know this either. A lot of people, when you say think of an apple.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they actually physically see an apple in their head.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But there's some people in the world that literally can't imagine things. Like they can't make a picture in their head. And a lot of people don't even have an inner monologue. Like, so what? if something happened or they're like, how do you feel about that? Instead of like, you're just going to think about it and you have that inner monologue, you know, like, how am I going to answer this? Some people don't have that.
Well, I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Is that more of like, is that kind of like a left brain, right brain kind of thing?
No, it's just
there's research on like people with ADHD and neurodivergence, but like people who don't process stuff externally, like in spatial thinking, typically are just like in the moment. And people who are spatial thinkers, like I know you are, because every time you're starting to make a point, you look up.
Yeah.
And there's like that indicator. But like you have dyslexia, or like you switch words. Yeah. But they say that comes from people who take a letter, visualize it in front of them, but they don't just see it flat. They see it as a three-dimensional object. And so the object, they're actually in their spatial thinking circling it. And so if you pull out of that at the wrong moment, you know, the letter could be flip-flopped, like a 9 or a 6.
Yeah, that's wild.
So
You're a freak.
The challenge is to like know when to tap into that skill and then when to pull information out of that spatial bubble.
That's just, weird. I found it so fascinating that there's some people in this world that'll be like, think of an apple.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, I can't.
I'm thinking of 18 different colors right now. I have an apple in my mind that's riding a unicorn, that's using a leaf blower, eating cotton candy.
Nice.
Like it could, like that's wild.
Yeah.
That's
I thought that was so crazy.
Yeah.
People think differently.
Think of an apple. What color is it?
Red.
It's always a red one, right?
It's always red.
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah.
Red. That'd be interesting.
Blue. If it's green, are you evil?
Could be.
Interesting.
I thought of an apple pie.
What happens when you are reading a book and you, do you ever do that where you're reading a line but you skip to the next few lines and you come back up and you do this and that?
That's an indicator of both ADD and a brain that works faster than your eyes.
I always have to
Dr. Drew
reread a sentence like three times while reading a book. That's why I hate reading books.
People who do that, they recommend sliding a page down because it doesn't allow your eyes to jump to the next line.
Well, for me, I just start thinking of something else while I'm reading.
That's ADD.
Right on.
I love to read.
You're a freak.
Hey. episode 64.
Hey. what energy are you at right now?
Because
this is earlier than we did last week.
Yeah. Not really, because of the time change.
Yeah, so
that's right. I feel better.
It's like 11:45.
I'm at like a 83.
It's been screwing me up, dude.
Can we get rid of the time change?
They're trying. It got passed in the Senate, and now the House has to pass it.
I feel like I've heard that before, though.
Wait, yeah. Would it,
like
would
I feel
it
like
be
we already got rid of
or
it.
The other time.
I don't know.
I like the other time better.
Me too.
Yeah, where it's stays lighter outside longer. Yeah.
Switching to that one,
but
is
that's
tough,
just seasons,
though.
Isn't it? That's what I've been trying to like reconcile. Yeah, yeah. Is like it's also just going to be darker more now because it's winter.
Yeah.
So yeah. We can't change that with time.
Can we be a time changer?
Do we know what we're signing up for?
Dude, our calendar makes no sense. Like time. Have you seen the thing that's going around about it? We should just have 13 months and that's how it used to be.
Yeah.
And 4 weeks
going
periods.
Off of the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody name the 13th month.
Oh, man.
Brosember.
We need a T. We don't have T's. A
tickle
timber.
Well, it's like,
tickle timber.
Tickle timber.
Tickle timber.
What language are they deriving from?
For like, I don't know.
It's at the end of the year.
Octo, novo,
all tickle.
I can imagine Latin.
Deca is 10. That's why December was, right?
No.
No, it's tickle timber. It's tickle timber for sure.
I like it.
Right?
Yeah. Tickle timber.
We always look forward to it. It's right after Christmas, right before New Year's. Get all your tickles out.
Okay, what if we do go back, they let like people bid on the ability to name it, and we use all of Sunday Cool's budget to bid on the name for the month, and we call it Nabsember.
Ooh.
Let's do it.
Nabsember. Nabsember.
I think I have the authority. We can do that.
What's your pitch? What's your pitch to Steve? Steve. Everybody has a calendar.
It's like the sell me, it's like sell me the pen kind of thing. It's like, yeah. So, Steve, we have 12 months. Wouldn't it be great if we had one more? Am I right?
Have you seen how to do that? Where you say, sell me this pen?
Okay. Sell me this pen.
Huh?
You sell me the pen.
Oh, okay. Can you write your name down?
Yeah, can I borrow a pen?
I'll tell you what. $20 billion in this pen's yours, and you can write your name down.
Dude, that's son why of a gun, you're hired.
That's why you're the boss.
Yep.
Dang.
That's how I got this job.
But speaking of selling a pen, eels.
All right.
Eels are the craziest things ever.
I hate them.
Because we don't know like how they're born.
Yeah, I know this.
What do you mean?
Wait, what?
Aren't they just regular fish?
Nope.
Regular
they,
old.
They don't go. They don't have reproductive organs, mm-mm. One.
Okay.
And they try to observe how eels come into existence.
Right.
And so these eels, they'll live in lakes and rivers and stuff. And then like once a year or something, they'll go out into the ocean,
mm-hmm.
and go like deep, deep down into the ocean.
Like into trenches and stuff.
And then more eels will come out of the bottom of the ocean and back into the rivers and lakes. And then that just process repeats. But they've never been able to observe how eels are born.
They're just intensely private.
There's no way we don't know.
We don't know.
Have to.
I think it says,
what about in aquariums?
It says they know, but I can't find anything about being observed.
That's crazy. That we've never even witnessed it?
No. You never see an eel being born.
What if they just got a bunch of machines down there? What if they're the aliens?
What if they are?
I mean, we talk about aliens coming from the sea. What if they're diving down there? They're touching some nuclear stuff that we don't even know about, and they're just duplicating.
Mm-hmm. Eels are terrifying.
Dude.
You know, and the majority of the lakes around here, there's eels in the lakes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense, I guess, because there's a way to the ocean.
I got chased by a moray eel. I think I've told that story on the podcast. You guys know what a moray eel is?
That's the big green one?
You know, they can be different colors, but they got big teeth. But I was in Hawaii, and there was like a little rock, and it came out of the rock. My aunt saw it and rushed the water and chased it away before it got to me. But I guess I got too close.
How do they produce electricity, too?
Yeah.
That I have no answer.
Do they, or is that from animation?
No, they do. No, I know there's an electric eel, and I know there's an electric feel. Say, ooh, go. Okay. There's quicksand and stuff. Like as kids, like when we're watching movies and like, oh, this is a big deal. I know there is such a thing as electric eel, but it's like, how does that work?
I just typed in electric eel. How?
Please explain.
Electric eel. How?
How is this here?
But they're like little demon.
That's so.
Maybe it's not electricity. Maybe it's just like poison that feels like electricity.
No, they put off a current.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw
like, what the heck?
I saw a scan. It was like of when an egg is fertilized.
Egg?
Dude, and how there's literally, if you look at it, there's a scan and it lights up like a shock of electricity.
Yeah, have you seen
in
that?
In a human?
In yeah. a human. When, and it is, it's kind of cool.
God when, is so cool.
In the beginning, there was
life
light.
Life is conceived.
I mean, like,
Andy.
If that's not the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, there's that video where it's like, it's just dark. And then when it's conceived, it goes.
Stop it.
Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah. It's so cool.
Ada did that. Janie did that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We all did it.
And yeah. I still do it. I shine. Can I, dude.
Please edit me.
I was about to say, insert dip to white.
I'm alive,
hold
baby.
On, one good take. There it is.
Dude, I got a fun animal fact. Have Let's you ever seen how, you know, like, I don't know if they're called hermit crabs, but they're the crabs that actually have the shells that, like, actually crawl and they have homes and yep. stuff, and they get bigger and they find a bigger shell. Do you know this fact that they how they find their shells?
You've told me this have before.
Dude, it is bonkers. It's so weird. So you'll have one crab that'll show up, doesn't it's too small for I mean too big for its shell. So it'll get out of its shell.
Yeah.
And it'll sit there, or it'll just stay in the shell and it'll just lay down and it will wait till more crabs show up.
Oh my gosh.
And they get in order of size. And every single time, and they do not exchange until everyone has one. And you can see it happen where they're all in a line, and once everyone's there, they all switch. And then they just go on their merry way. It's like, the wildest thing, dude.
Well, that sucks for the biggest guy.
Yeah, where's the biggest one go?
But that's the thing. He goes and finds it first, and I think he's the one that starts it. And so you can see how it all... But they have it all on video.
I got it! Come on!
You're like, kidding me!
They're all like real estate agents.
Yeah.
You'll like this one. This is a 2-on-2-and-2. It's very spacious in the back.
Great for family.
A little cracked holes because a little kid threw this one, but it's fine.
Speaking of hermit crabs, though, I want to talk a little bit about the Vatican archives.
Oh, yeah. They're in a lot of...
Luke and Nate mentioned that they had someone on. It was a lady, right, that like went supposedly into the archives?
Yes, she was allowed to look in the archives. Crazy.
Oh, I want to hear more. I want to listen to that podcast because, like, the video I saw, it's so rare for someone to be able to get access to the archives because of there's just so much in there.
Mm-hmm.
But in the 1920s, let me start off with this. What it said is this can't be 100% confirmed because you can't take stuff out of the archives, right? Or you can't even take pictures.
Yeah.
But in the 1920s, there's a Russian professor. His name was Ludwig. Yeah.
Okay.
But I guess he was able to have access to the archives.
What do you got to do to get access to the archives?
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's literally like, yeah, you just have to sign up. It's like, you just got to ask.
Nobody signs up.
This guy down there just.
The receptionist is like, I haven't seen
your clipboard. Like,
Every guy that you've ever passed with a clipboard and said no to, that's literally what it was. They're like, please just come visit. We have really cool books.
But he said that there's 53 miles worth of shelving in the archives.
Wait, how big is the Vatican?
It's pretty big.
they all have it just in one bookshelf line.
It doesn't mean it could just be like back and forth and up. That's like stacked. Please. You know?
That's what I'm saying. Obviously. Imagine Lily's mind immediately like just went to one tunnel.
It did though.
We're gonna have to buy more property this way. It's like, no, just you can go higher with the shelving. No, how am I supposed to reach it? A ladder? Help. Shut up.
Can I cut you off real quick?
You already have. But
okay, there's something weird happening with my brain. The other day, Clarissa was over and somebody was asking me to do math. I pulled my calculator out and I thought I was multiplying the numbers by the right numbers. Instead, she said she was observing me. I cleared out my calculator and I typed in the answer. That was correct.
In your mind had already done it?
Already done the math.
She did like 135 times 13.
It was,
or whatever.
It was 125 equals- times 3. And I thought I was, which is kind of easy math. Like, I'm not, whatever, but.
Yeah, totally.
But she like typed it in and then cleared it and then
cleared
typed
it and
the
typed
answer.
The answer in. And I'm like, oh my gosh, am I Rain Man? Like, what the heck?
But yeah, he also reported that there are 35,000 catalogs, basically like books and like all, like just, it's just stacked.
Yeah.
And he walked up on this one section, which was, he called it the alien section.
Oh boy.
So these ancient books about aliens and stuff.
What languages are they written in?
Latin.
Golly. Dang. Cool. So you got to know. That's like one precursor.
It was Latin, Hebrew, Arabic. I mean, just like all these old ancient texts. But I think that it's primarily Latin.
Creole.
So if you want to get something out of it, you should probably know Latin.
Yeah.
Lily picks it up and just instantly just reads it.
I'm like, why did they pick me? Why did they pick me?
But he says the books in there are so old, they have on record 12 centuries of European history, which is nuts. I mean, that's like, it goes way back. But he said he started reading through these books, and he came across the craziest stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Where they're calling them aliens, but that term wasn't coined yet, I don't think. But it was just like star people,
creatures,
or angels, or people from space coming down in crafts. And they said, like, these books talked about how these star people taught all the ancient civilizations different things. Like, they taught the ancient people how to build the pyramids, and taught the Mayans things, and like all this crazy, crazy stuff. And then this is what I thought was the craziest part. So this was in 1920, right?
Yeah.
This was before the nuclear bomb was made. So no one knew what a nuclear bomb would be, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Boy.
But he writes down that these things had these weapons, and he wrote it down. And today we're like, those are nuclear weapons. Basically, it talked about how they would use them. And I guess they used it once on Babylon, and it said that this weapon that these things possess melted the walls of Babylon with the amount of energy and heat that they produce.
Is that historically accurate? Like, do we know about
catastrophe
in Babylon?
I don't know. But I just thought that was insane.
That's
just
wild.
Like,
crazy.
And I'm just like, why are they hiding this stuff? Mm-hmm. You know, like, I feel like they probably know more about like what's happening now. I don't know.
Why can't we have access to those things? Like, I understand, like I want to know the reason behind it.
Why is it just seems like the Roman Catholic Church is a little bit of like the gatekeepers.
Yeah, they're
like,
gatekeepy. That's what they are.
Of like information that, it's proven that like whenever they didn't like something, like because there's good popes and bad popes throughout history. Some of them are really bad. And
good
popes, bad popes. really deemed like political, like, so they're like the political, like they were like the kings, you know, it was like the king and then the pope, but the pope really had more power than the king. Mm-hmm. But they would take books out and they would change stuff that would fit the narrative of like what they wanted portrayed.
I mean, like, even just you look at the Reformation with Martin Luther,
exactly.
He was like, you guys are making yourselves important, and it's Christ and Christ alone.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, we should transcribe this so they can understand it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not knocking the Roman Catholic Church because I don't know too much about it.
I'll knock it.
But it is, we should never hold one man above all.
No.
No.
A mortal man.
Unless that man is
Danny DeVito. Oh.
I should have said Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito, Gordon Ramsay, tomato, tomato. Is it true that they have like triggers inside those libraries that like take out oxygen?
What?
Like, if there's a fire,
I don't know.
There's a fire in those in the Vatican, like in the library, they have thing where it like it just sucks out all the oxygen. So if you're in there and something happens, you're dead, bro.
Oh my gosh, that's so interesting.
And I mean, which
that's a common thing.
Why
like
not
safes and stuff?
Oh, really?
That's a risk. You should be willing to take.
Yeah,
if you're gonna go in there, because like that stuff is that's probably really valuable stuff.
That's one way to get God. Okay, you're invited to the Vatican Library.
Sure.
Or the Vatican as a whole. You've got 45 minutes.
Oh, that's not a lot of time.
I know. It's a very short amount of time.
Can you read Latin?
Yes. You are equipped with all necessary things to be able to take in information. What section going to? You're going to the alien section?
Absolutely.
I want to know the history of the Catholic Church. I want to know the good, the bad, the ugly.
Mm.
And I wonder if they wrote any of it down.
I'm sure.
I want the Pope's recipes.
You're going to the kitchen?
Rice casserole.
This is the Vatican. What's a V word that starts with for food? I can't even think
Vatican.
Of it.
Vatican.
I was trying to do some fun.
The red velvet cake.
The Vatican velvet cake.
Yeah. But it was in 2007 or 2008. There was a UFO that appeared over the Vatican.
Really?
People got pictures of it. It was like a disc, and it was like glowing orange, and it was just like hovering above the Vatican. I think it was above like St. Peter's Cathedral or something. I don't know what it was, but I'm like, dude, yeah. My thoughts aren't connecting fully, totally. But like,
no, how could, like, that's the thing. How could it? Like, we have so many missing pieces. The only thing we can do is try to connect dots.
Yeah.
I love the idea that aliens are like peeking out over the, like, see, I told you you wore a funny hat. Look at that.
Look at them. And I have another story that connects that story to this next story, but I will tell this next story.
Don't say it.
After the end! Don't go anywhere! Boop! Andy!
What? Josh, what?
I have some news.
Oh, man, you're yelling, so it must be very important.
It is.
Okay, tell me.
Black Friday is coming next Friday.
Oh, no, but I have to go outside and wait in the cold, don't I?
No, you don't, because it's going to be online.
That's incredible.
SundayCoolSwag.com.
What's going to be on there?
Discounts on all the merch. There's going to be bundles, new stuff. Wow.
Wow, look at it.
What?
Oh, it's on the screen. Whoa.
Andrew's mad. So go to SundayCoolSwag.com next week, next Friday, or go now and check out what you want to get when it's going to be on Black Friday for sale.
Guys, get it now!
Bathroom break. I have to pee.
Okay.
I need a water.
A water.
You guys see anything?
You know Bruce Lee's favorite drink? Water! Fun fact. I learned about turtles recently. I saw somebody had like pet turtles, and I've always wanted to have like a pet tortoise.
You're about to tell me about the ones that are buried?
Dude, did you see that?
Trip me out. I was like, this is bull crap.
So for those of you guys who don't know, these people have box turtles that chill in their backyard, I'm assuming, or they have an aquarium for it. And for 5 months out of the year, they dig a 2-foot hole, place the turtles in the dirt, and then throw 2 feet of dirt on top of those turtles for 5 months. And they just come out fine, apparently.
Dude,
they're hibernating.
How do you, like, the first time you do that and you have this, like, affection for this creature?
Yeah. You think, like, this is just a prank? Like, someone told you to do this. Exactly. And it's like, yeah.
Like, imagine that you just break the soil down in a few months and it's like just the smell hits you and you're like, that's when you realize it was a joke.
Oh my gosh, dude, that would be so terrible.
Like, I just literally, like, the worst death, like dying in a casket.
Yeah, I saw somebody do, it was cute, they went out with their kids and they told the kids to grab a pine cone and make a wish, and they put it, and then the next day they have a Christmas tree where the pine cone was. Aww.
Clever.
Cute. We were talking about those box turtles. Did you see those box turtles that get buried?
Box turtles?
Yeah. Like, people who own box turtles.
What are box turtles?
Like, just regular turtles. Normal turtles. They get buried 5 months out of the year. 2 feet down, you put the turtles in there, and then you put the dirt on top, and they hibernate. And their heart rate and everything goes down so slow, they can exist with the oxygen within the soil. But you don't touch them for 5 months. And I'm like, this seems crazy.
I watched it, thought it was bullcrap. Looked like, did a mini deep dive.
Yeah.
It was like,
that's a real thing, dude. It's
in
wild.
The world. It's in cold climates where they need to survive like a freeze. They go down like 2 feet.
Yo, where's Lil?
I'm going to start doing that,
she
dude.
She just lollygags a little bit.
Yeah.
Lily! Ouch.
Jeez,
Right here. Ow!
Very good. I just got a text from Walgreens saying that my insurance no longer covers my asthma medicine.
Nice. That is the health industry.
America healthcare, where nothing ever works out.
I love that Shane Gillis, the free healthcare, where he was talking to his dad. He's like, Dad, why don't you support free healthcare? He's like, yeah. So you kidding me? He's like, you go over to one of those countries and you sit in a waiting room for 3 days. And then they're joking like, yeah, you know what? I want to go into debt. I want to go into debt for America. Yeah,
let's do this. That's what the founding fathers would have wanted.
Yeah. Where is she, dude?
Is it true that when you die, your debt passes on to your family?
Yes. And I think that is the most messed up thing ever.
How do you get rid of that?
You pay it.
I mean, but like, no, I'm saying like, I mean, like, say you're in the hospital like for 3 weeks before I die and It was in my name under my life insurance or health insurance. That means Kelsey.
Yeah.
And my family has to pay that.
Yeah.
What if she like, oh golly, you see that's one people
you probably,
that
you could probably like argue it or like get rid of it.
Yeah.
But it would probably be really hard.
Dude, this is bad, but you know, those people that hit Kelsey and the girls last year.
Yeah.
They keep calling me like the hospital keeps calling me like, hey, you have to pay like, it's like $300-$400.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not paying anything.
Yeah.
Don't. It's like, go to collections, take me to jail. I'm like, this person who was under the influence hit my kids and my wife. I'm like, why would I pay anything ever?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm selling secrets, U.S. secrets.
Yeah.
Under the table, I'm committing treason.
What is she doing?
I don't know. Let's go find her.
Hold on, I'll go look for her.
Hey, take your video and just go find her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we could put it in right here. What's the Mission Impossible theme song? Bum, 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 bum. Diddly, diddly doo. Bum, bum.
Lily, what are you doing?
Bum, 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 bum.
Sorry.
Hey, guys, I don't know if this is going to be the podcast, but if it isn't, you should really join our Patreon. Patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies. What is Patreon? It's a platform that we're able to upload behind-the-scenes content. But you extra episodes, merch discounts, and specialized merch.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Everything's still rolling.
We're in the middle of a podcast.
Ay, ay, ay.
I was talking with my friend Clarissa.
Okay, well, not a good enough reason. Not a good enough reason at all.
You know that TikTok trend where it goes, it's like two pictures like, me and the devil. Nope. And they like show like, it's like a picture of them and then they slide and it's like a condition that they have. Like someone would be like, they chew their fingernails too much and it's like, they like show the Google screenshot of like what it's called.
Okay.
Mine would be, me and the devil. And it's like pees every 45 minutes.
Yeah. Or a wife that abandons you in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what time it is.
A question corner, question corner, question corner with Ellie. Where the questions are fresh on our mind.
Both of my questions aren't very good. So I, my
that's why I got two.
So I have two. They're both equally not good. So one of them's Thanksgiving thing, because I promise that we're going to do Thanksgiving questions all throughout.
Mm.
The other one is morbid. Would you eat, would you rather eat a burnt Thanksgiving dinner or an undercooked Thanksgiving dinner?
Overcooked, obviously.
Yeah.
I ain't eating no undercooked turkey.
I'm a food safety police, but I feel like Josh always likes his a little on the edge.
You food safety police, but also didn't you like throw out something that was in a car? Like,
yeah, well, it was Ben. That was like Reed. Ben Reed got a cinnamon roll with cream cheese icing, and it sat in the car for like 6 hours.
Oh, that's way too long. Never mind. I thought it was like 30 minutes. That's way too long.
Maybe it was longer or shorter than that, but I threw it away, and he was so mad at me. And I'm like, food safety, are you going to be sick?
What's the worst thing to eat undercooked at Thanksgiving? Turkey. Obviously, turkey. Would be horrifying biting into a turkey leg and it just being raw.
Yeah.
What about like mashed potatoes, but it's like just like
starch
potatoes?
Yuck.
Do you like
green bean
like
casserole.
Undercooked eggs? Yeah. Like runny eggs?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Kelsey doesn't like it, but I love it.
I love undercooked eggs.
Could you imagine if I used to eat like my mom would buy the Stouffer stuffing bags and I would eat the
it dry?
Cook. Yeah.
Wow. I used to do ramen. Really I used to do ramen and do that. Like,
gross.
Just, yeah. Like, crumple it up and then you put the seasoning. You like walk around.
Chips. Dude, yeah. Like chips. Not like chips.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
Crunchy, salty, in a bag.
You've never done
chips.
That?
Never.
Dude, that was a trend in like middle school, though.
It really, like, I mean,
like everyone was doing it.
My parents never bought me ramen.
When we lived in California, people, like, we'd have, like, grew up around just like culturally, it was just completely different. So we had a bunch of white kids from Montana and they're like, oh, dude. Pour this tahini on your candy, all this stuff, and it's like it would be in the ramen pack, and you would have like four different flavors. Like, he was the best.
Yeah.
Had a homeless guy teach me that sugar on dry ramen makes it a breakfast bar.
Interesting.
That's funny.
Interesting.
What was your next question?
Okay, so I saw this Jasenia. She used to work at Sunday Cool. She posted it on her story, and the question to me was so funny, right? Okay, consider the situation. Your partner has been kidnapped.
Got it.
And has been taken to a place that's 30 minutes away.
Okay.
Do I have a particular set of skills?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You're going to go get them.
Okay.
Do you listen to music on the drive over or not?
No.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
You would like,
welcome to the show. It would grind me out, dude. Like, just listen to some Ninjas or Butterflies on the way there. Yeah. Ninjas on. Get to a dark place.
Maybe if you like knew what you're like getting into, yeah, and you like need to get like hyped.
If you knew your wife is in a building kidnapped and there's four levels and you got to make it to the fourth level and with just, you just got to fight.
Yeah, yeah.
You're listening to music, dude. What are you listening to?
I do a Vietnam track.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a scenario where you had to, like, in panic, get someplace, like, actually thought, like, life or death was on the line?
Huh? I was driving like a lunatic when Josh had his appendicitis. Because you let it go so long.
That was a rough night. And I knew something was off because, like, we were all at your house having a party and you were inside not hanging out with us. I'm like, something's wrong.
Do you remember that early in the day too? He's like, gosh, I'm just having, like, he has so many toe troubles.
He's like, yeah, I got a fart, but I can't.
And he's like, and then I'm like, everybody, you got to leave. Like, Andy, get everybody to leave. And at this point, he's like moaning, like, I just have to fart. I just really need to fart. Like, And then eventually you're crying. And I'm like, at that point, it was too late. I'm like, get in the truck right now.
And like, I was crying like a baby.
Oh, dude, I can't imagine that pain.
Yeah, because at the hospital, they gave me two doses of morphine, and it did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you're like, jeez, I'm still in pain.
And also, when you don't know what's happening,
yeah,
that's scary because, like, what if it burst?
Yeah.
What if I'm dying right now? Yeah, like, that is so scary. I had, I woke up in the middle of the night. I don't know why I thought of an Akon song when I heard that. Woke up in the middle of the night. But I woke up when I was I was just turned 18 and it was the middle of the night and my eyes were kind of like, you know, like folding. I was like, oh man, I got to go pee. But I'm like, I'm tired. So I just laid down and I was like, I just got to go bathroom. So I walk up and I'm rubbing my eyes because I can't see anything. I turn on the lights and it's like, oh man, what in the world? And I look at the mirror and I can't even, I just see blurry of me. I'm like, what in the world? And I look closer and my whole face, anaphylactic shock, hives, my hand had doubled. My eyes were closed. Oh. I could barely hear.
Whoa.
My throat. I was like, I'm having an attack right now. And so
this literally is scary.
My sister's, my niece was just 1 week old at that point. And so my parents were out of town. I run to her. I fall. I'm tripping over the table and everything. She's like, get outside. And I'm running through
get
the
outside.
House. Yeah. She's like, she saw me. Cause imagine, first of all, imagine my face completely blown up. And I walk in at 2 o'clock in the morning, flip the lights on with a newborn baby right there. And I'm like, and like just covered. And
that would be terrifying.
Dude, walk outside, fall down the stairs, hit the concrete. And I wake up. Like, it was like, it was one of those things, dude. Yeah. Cause it was the middle of the night. I couldn't see anything. And I was panicking. Cause I was like, I had given up my EpiPen.
Oh.
It'd been years since I've had an attack. And so what is so funny? Why is that?
She just relates to falling down, like, the stairs.
She's like, get out of here.
Like, no.
And you fall down. Do you think she feels so guilty?
No, she was, it was more of like a get out, like, go to the car, let's go, like, kind of thing.
It's get out of here.
She made you go by yourself.
I just turned around, immediately run into the door, pass out.
You fell down the stairs.
So you did? You passed out?
I fell down the stairs. I was in the truck. She'd helped me into the truck. Their baby, car seat, and everything like that. My two siblings are at home. They're left. They think they don't know what's happening. They call the ambulance, and I don't remember that point. I passed out.
Wow.
And the car woke up in the ambulance with like an EpiPen shot, dude on top of me, like helping me like breathe and stuff. It was terrifying, coated and everything. But that was one of those things where
I've never heard this story.
You think about like those moments you're on the way to the hospital. Like, I'm literally, like, I could be dying right now. Yeah, it's so scary.
That is so scary.
Those situations, though, like, completely justify, like, panic driving and being crazy. I was in, you guys know where Destin, Florida is. For listeners who don't understand the distance between Destin and Niceville, it's across a bay. It's typically, like, a 30-minute drive. But I was with a friend. We were, like, down on the beach, and she got a call from her 6-year-old sister, and she said, Mommy fell. And she was like, okay, can I talk to Mom? She's like, no. She's like, why not? She was like, she's not talking. And she was like, what do you mean? She's like, she's asleep. And she's like literally, this is the conversation that's happening. She's like, it goes on. She's like, see if she's breathing. And she's like, She's not moving. She's not breathing.
Oh, my goodness.
And then my friend jumps up, like, and she's, like, hysterical at this point. And I had a modified car. And it's, like, for every guy who's modified a car, you're all just living for the excuse to drive like a maniac.
Tell me about it.
I did 130 miles an hour in that car. But we made a 30-minute drive in 15 minutes.
Were you listening to music?
Nope.
Was she okay? Same. The mom?
Yeah, we got there in panic, and then no one had called us to let us know that she had woken up. And so we got there to them, just everything was fine. But for like that brief moment, it was absolute chaos.
Wait, and did she go to the hospital or something?
Yeah, afterwards.
Oh, okay.
But
she was just sleeping.
She was just taking a nap or something.
I saw this dude on TikTok who said that he thinks every car should have a cop light, and you're allowed to use it 10 times a year.
Nice.
And then once you're done with your 10, you can't use it until the new year.
Yeah.
But it's only for people that have to go poop so bad.
Yeah.
So it's just like you're in traffic, you got to poop, you slap that thing on, and you're able to get home as fast as you want.
That is so funny.
A friend of mine was literally very similar drive. He was doing over 100. He had a very modified VW GTI, and the cop pulled him over, and he was like, "Sir, I'm not going to argue." He was like, I've been on shift. I'm trying to get home to poop. Write me the ticket. I just need to leave right now." And the cop just started laughing. He was doing over 100, and he was like, "Go ahead, go home."
I get it. Yeah.
Did you see that Ring camera? It was they were rushing home, and the guy gets out of the truck real quick, runs to the door, and starts working. And he's like, "It's locked." He like you can hear the pain in his voice because he's like his wife's at the car, and she's like taking her time getting the groceries and stuff. And he's like, "It's locked, hurry!" Like he's this big burly man just getting so like. Dude, pooping all the porch.
That's a different type of pain though. That happened this past weekend.
Yeah.
We're at my parents' new property.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Oh, okay." I say, "Lily, we got to go."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Can I make it home?" I'm like, "Okay, it's passing a little bit." And then like we're like, I don't know, 8 minutes out. I'm like, "Oh my gosh." I start sweating. And like the girls are like screaming in the back, and I'm just like, "Oh my gosh!"
Yeah.
And like got home, slammed into park, and just ran. And it was like the Dumb and Dumber moment. It was
like, yeah, it's like. See, I have a toxic trait thinking that I can control my bowels with my mind. That like if I'm laying in bed, totally I'm like, possible. And I feel. If I feel like, man, it's coming on, and I'm like, I don't want to get up in the middle of the night and take a dump. Like, this is terrible. So I tell my mind, focus. You do not have to use the restroom right now. And I'm pretty sure it works, guys. Like, it's just, you convince yourself, I think it's true. Like, you can make it happen.
Because your brain controls everything, man.
Yeah, that's like the whole pain tolerance thing. It's like, that's where people can click it off. It's like when you realize there are certain things where you're choosing to embrace that pain and choosing to, like, really push it out. It's like, I think your brain knows.
Yeah, I did that last night.
Yeah.
Paige and I were getting ready for bed. I was like, I'm about to, you know what? I don't want to. Yeah. I just want to go to sleep right now.
But then I wonder if the reverse is opposite. If I don't need to poop, can I think myself into pooping?
Mm.
Can I force my body to start like just
making poop?
Yeah.
Make poop.
It's kind of, we've all tried like toilet yoga where you're just like sitting there and trying to like zen out, like, get it going.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. Josh doesn't have to do that.
No, it just comes right out.
Yeah.
Give us a band song.
There's a couple there.
I'm going to use the cup.
Ooh.
Ooh. Using a cup.
The cup of
using
destiny.
Using a cup. Using a cup of papers.
I think this is the winner. Queen.
Ooh. Okay.
I see Andrew has a reel for us. Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
And it's going to be real good. I don't know.
Andrew has a reel. He has a video.
All right.
Mama. Andrew has a reel for us. It's a phone right in his hand. He's going to send it to all of us. And we'll watch it now. Because Andrew has a reel.
That's pretty good.
All right.
So this is some Ring cam footage. And the caption says, dude is selling a truck. I haven't sent it yet. It says, due to selling truck to the guy in the SUV pulling up, the truck was in perfect condition. And sent.
No volume, right? Or volume?
Are we clicking it?
You can put volume on.
Ready, set, go.
Oh.
So he was selling
that
truck?
That guy
so
who
funny.
Just pulled up.
Dude.
Was odds? There to buy
I showed Lily this the other night.
Unbelievable.
That's so funny.
I didn't realize they were selling the truck, though. That is so funny.
That has to hurt so bad, these poor animals.
Dude, I would buy it just for that reason alone. I'm like, you don't have to, I'm not going to.
For those listening, that was a deer that jumped literally 50 feet and slammed into a truck and put a dent in it.
Over two minivans.
Dude, that's insane how they can jump like that.
Yeah. And I love the kid, literally just not a big deal. He's just like, taking a look and like, okay, cool, I'm going to go shoot.
Somebody's comment is, okay, deer. He's selling the truck for $10,000, but I've only got eight. You know what to do. That's
good. It's just a hustle. That'd be such a good movie.
Yeah.
Like just a best friend that's a deer, and this just helps you get out of all types of pickles. You know, just do you see they're making a Barbenheimer movie? Like an actual, like they're making fun of it. Like we're like, I think like a Barbie is trying to cure like a nuclear like war or
that
something.
So
I
don't like. That's so funny. Like a spoof. There's no good spoof movies anymore.
Dude,
no.
We're gonna get back to. Yeah, there was. How about Spinal Tap? You remember that movie?
No.
Oh my gosh, it was a mockumentary about a band called Spinal Tap.
Okay.
And it was made by Rob Reiner. It's a big film. Like it's a huge cult classic. But it looks so real. And it's like a band, and like that's the phrase "turn it up to 11" is from that, because they're like, I was like, a lot of people like to, you know, say when we have a speaker box, he's like, turn it up all the way to 10. It's like, we're so hardcore that we turn it up to 11, and it turns over and there's an 11 notch. It's like, it's so funny. But one of the main reviews when it came out, what made it so big, is a person says, great documentary, wonderful like characters and everything, but maybe next time try to do a band more people have heard of. So they thought it was real. It convinced so many people
so
it was real.
That's so funny.
Such a great movie.
And I think about like Austin Powers too.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Golly.
That's crazy, dude.
We need to make a list. So I'm making a list on Letterboxd.
See,
of all
don't
movies.
Make the list because you guys will just be mad at me for not watching.
No, I'm,
you
I'm,
have to watch
I've
them.
Accepted that you're not going to watch them, but I want everyone to see. These are the movies that Andrew hasn't seen.
Throw
he told me that. Anchorman the other day.
Oh, Andrew. That's why you like Pineapple Express. Oh, my gosh. Please. You
all
have
right, throw
to
them
watch.
Out there. Anchorman.
Anchorman's number one.
That's the thing. There's some that you haven't seen that I've just completely forgot about.
Ace Ventura?
Have. Okay. Yep.
Both? Because the second
with,
one's
the
better.
The one with Dan Marino.
Okay, second
one's
the
second
better.
One's better, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you do your best impression of Anchorman doing his ad-libbing before the news and he says, the children!
He's like, where are the children? Yeah, but he's sitting there like, get the children! Help! Help!
But speaking of Anchorman,
okay,
this is the connection from the UFO Vatican archive.
Oh, yeah.
I
came across this yesterday, and it was the craziest coincidence. So I was watching the Y-Files, and he was talking about the structure that was found in 1994 called the Let me just see it. He found a structure, or they found a structure called the Göbekli.
That sounds right.
Göbekli. The Göbekli Tepe. All right.
Okay. Göbekli Tepe.
Yeah, it totally has thrown off archaeology, because you know how we've talked about how we're finding new things, every day that like go against the narrative what archaeology is. Always taught us and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, archaeology, they've been teaching since I don't even know when, that the Sumerians are the ones that had the first written language, and they're like the first fully civilized group of people.
Not Mesopotamia?
Sumerians. I don't know. That's just what that's just what it is. But they found the Göbekli Tepe, which is a structure that dates back to 11,600 years ago. And at that time, these archaeologists are saying that was when man was like gather hunters, and like they lived in like mud huts and caves and stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
But this thing is this, I think they said it's 100,000 square foot temple, and it has these giant 16 foot pillars in the middle of them. And they're all what?
I was trying to let her know that it is in Mesopotamia.
Oh, it exists in Mesopotamia?
Yeah, yeah. So you're both right.
Sumerian. All right, cool. Yeah.
We're both right.
Sorry for throwing you off.
But these pillars, they weigh up to like 10 tons each, and they have these intricate carvings on them, which totally goes against the fact that, like, and this, so that this temple existed 6,000 years before the Sumerians.
Oh, boy.
6,000 years before the Sumerians and 7,000 years before Stonehenge and the pyramids. So this thing is...
These are all predated before those.
Yes.
How is that possible?
Listen to this. This is crazy.
Do we have pictures of it?
Yeah. Do you want to pull up Göbekli Tepe?
Good luck spelling it.
G-O-B-E-K-L-I and then T-E-P-E.
That's wild.
But it's in Turkey, right?
Okay. Thanksgiving.
Where's Mesopotamia?
I don't know. But so what they found that was so crazy is that the oldest pillar, that's where they dated it back to 11,600 years ago. But the newest pillar is 10,500 years old. So this thing had been standing for over 1,000 years.
Wacky.
Okay, but here's where it gets crazy.
It's like a little Stonehenge.
Yeah, but it's like way more intricate. It's like there's like what they found, there was like these four chambers and they're all facing the star Sirius. But the temples, they like change direction because over 1,000 years, the star in the sky, you know, changes because we're moving through the universe and stuff. Jeez. So they're like gradually moving these temples. And what's really crazy is that these carvings and stuff have these very intricate layouts of the star constellations.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's the star constellation. It's called like the Vulture Stone. It like depicts the alignment of the stars and the sun. And it was almost a prediction. It was a prediction of when the flood was going to happen. So the flood, in theory, that the whole world talks about, every culture has a flood story. That happened 5,000 years ago. This pillar is 11,000.
Was predicting it.
Yeah. And this is the connection I'm getting to. And then some of the pillars had carvings of humans, animals, and then human and animal hybrids.
Oh, yuck.
Right?
Yeah.
A lot of what the Book of Enoch talks about.
Yeah.
Of like the teaching of the stars and the heavens and stuff,
before
you know?
Before the flood as well.
And then there's one pillar, and it's the only pillar that has a word inscribed on it. It's the only one. And it just says God. And it's just, it's the craziest looking stuff. And they said they've only unearthed 5% of this location.
Oh my gosh. So it's underground, you're saying?
It was very far underground. But here's where it gets crazy, is that it was buried intentionally. So it was just hidden for who knows how long, maybe 10,000 years.
How do they know intent of the way that the dirt falls?
You could, they showed like how it like had like, I don't know how they can do it, but it showed that it was like basically like they're throwing in rocks and dirt to like cover this thing up. To
fill it all in.
Why
would they do that?
Maybe to protect it from the flood?
What?
Like, to anchor it or something?
No, they buried it well after it was made.
No, but because they knew the flood was coming.
No, it was. So this is what I'm getting, flood, this right? is what I'm getting to. This is the connection that I made. So the Wi-Fi house, he was talking all about this. You guys should go watch it. It's very fascinating. But I was listening to a podcast yesterday that one of my friends put me onto. It's called Ancient Conspiracies. And right now she's going through the Book of Enoch and stuff. And I was listening to it literally after watching the Wi-Fi house on the way home. And she mentioned towards the end of it, so the Book of Enoch, for those who've listened to our stuff, it talks about the watchers coming down, or the fallen angels, and them basically perverting the ways of God. So splicing DNA together to make these abominations of like, you can call like mermaids and like all this kind of crazy stuff. They don't actually say mermaids, but...
Fish and human.
Yeah, just they're just... perverting God's creation, and then but they taught the people astrology and root cutting and all this crazy stuff, a lot of the stuff that was depicted on these pillars.
Yeah.
And they also said, which is crazy, that the oldest pillars, the carvings on them, like so the ones that are 11,600 years old, the carvings are way more intricate than the newer ones. So it's almost like they were so advanced 1,000 years before. So it's like they digressed almost.
Yeah. There's, yeah.
And instead of it being a progression, it was almost like
a regression.
Yeah. And you should look at, there's one carving where it's literally the stone and it has like a tiger or something like three-dimensional popping off of it. It's wow. insane looking.
The thing that I'm finding while I'm looking all of this up, it's interesting, is that they think that the temple was aligned with the stars and in the worship of a deity, but the deity they describe is maybe influenced by a bull, so it's a horned deity, which is really just...
That's weird.
Yeah, it's trippy.
This is the connection I made. So she was talking about the Book of Enoch, and then towards the end of this episode, it was like episode 30 or something, she talked about the Book of Jubilee, which was in the Bible at one point, but when the canon was made and stuff, it was taken out.
Mm-hmm.
And the Book of Jubilee was supposedly written by Moses, like his own hand. But it was in the Book of Jubilee. Where was it? Book of Jubilee, chapter 8. And it talks about the son of Ham. So
yeah,
it would be Noah's grandson. He, oh crap, I just exited. Oh, here we go. So the flood was over.
Yeah.
They're off the ark, and the son of Ham was born. I forget his name. Let me look it up real quick because I think it's important.
Turkey?
His name was Canaan. K-A-I-N-A-M. Canaan. But it said, chapter 8, verse 2, and the son grew, and his father taught him writing, and he went to seek for himself a place where he might seize for himself a city.
Mm.
So you'd imagine that they're like the only people in this area, and so they're like, I can just go get whatever city I want, right?
Yeah.
So to seize himself a city, he found a writing which former generations had carved on the rock, and he read what was thereon, and he transcribed it and sent owning to it, for it contained the teachings of the watchers in accordance in which they used to observe the omens of the sun, the moon, the stars, and the signs of heaven.
So is he talking about that?
That's where I'm like, is he talking about that? Listen to this. So that the Göbekli Tepe is in Turkey.
Yes.
They discovered what they are pretty darn sure was Noah's Ark was found in Turkey.
It's entirely possible. Entirely possible.
Dude.
And I looked it up. So the Ark was discovered on a mountain called Mount Ararat, A-R-A-R-A-T, Ararat, I guess, which is in Turkey. That's 404 miles away from these pillars. And so I'm like, did this dude walk this distance? You know, because like you would probably set up camp where your boat is, you know? Yeah. So he went out to seek a city and found these writings written on stone that were from the watchers, these fallen angels.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew he wasn't going to tell Noah because Noah would lose his crap.
Yeah.
Because they just, the reason the flood came was because the fallen angels perverted all of mankind.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they.
Except.
Huh?
For one man.
Noah.
Yeah.
But then.
I don't know. It's, I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to understand God's strategy, but you would think that he would ensure that something like that would be destroyed in the flood.
But what if they came after? I don't know.
Well, no, that's what I was getting to because it was a structure, right?
Yeah.
And what I thought of, like, we can't repeat what just happened with the fallen angels and this like evil that spread across the world.
Mm-hmm.
The whole place was buried intentionally.
I see.
I wonder if he went back and
covered it up.
Well, no.
Well, I mean, if there's a flood, if there's a worldwide flood, that's things probably getting covered up mostly anyway.
I'm saying that he potentially found these pillars after the flood, so it wasn't covered.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But
okay.
Got it. I think Noah. I'm just totally speculating because I have not read the Book of Jubilee.
Yeah.
Found it out. Said we cannot repeat this process, and they went and buried this thing, and said we do not want anyone to ever see this ever again.
Interesting.
That's so my connection. Is that a good connection?
I think, I mean, it's a good, it's not like you're stretching. I mean, like these are dots that are out there that they've made no sense of. And yeah. I feel like that seems pretty probable.
400 miles away from where the Ark is.
It's far, yeah. but it's not that far.
Are these things that are ancient.
Yeah.
And they have basically the same scribe
yeah.
of these images of the stars, the heavens, all this knowledge, these crossbreeding of animals and humans.
How are they that advanced that early? That's the crazy thing. People like
the fallen angels.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like I don't understand how people don't question that.
Yeah.
The fact that we still don't know how the pyramids were completely made. Like that's all. And with that, like there's so many things we're just not asking enough questions.
But that's I wonder if anyone's ever made that connection before.
I don't know.
We need to reach out to Y-Files guy.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how much Bible stuff he does, but I'm like, I feel like that could slowly start making connections. If we're like, this is ancient confirmed literature. What does that mean?
It's crazy that those stones, he literally said he found a writing which former generations, yeah. so we're talking hundreds and hundreds of years before him, had carved on the rock, and it read what was thereon, blah, blah, blah. It contained the teachings of the watchers, the fallen angels, yeah. in accordance with which they used to observe the omens of the sun and the moon and the stars and all the signs of heaven.
That's wild.
Literally what's on these pillars.
But there was only one word?
One word, which was God.
So all of that information being conveyed is all our supposition based on picture reading.
But maps. They'd had maps. But, like of stars, they had other things yeah. besides their.
They had, but literally the vulture stone, which is that's what they call
that'd
it.
I was looking at it.
That's a actual what do you call it? Star pattern?
Constellation.
Yeah, constellation. Yep. But they had just all these different constellations, like the Scorpion, which is another constellation, yeah. and like all this crazy stuff. And I'm just like, dude, that connection to me, I'm just like, that's wild.
Yeah. yeah.
But that site was discovered in 1994, and they're like, I think recently 2023 is when they unearthed like a ton more and saw all these different pillars and stuff.
Weird.
And I'm just like,
I love that we're getting more stuff.
Yeah.
Like more stuff is coming out. Things that like that aren't being made new. It's like, let's start looking at this stuff that's existed for years.
Yeah.
yeah.
Let's start trying to get some answers.
But this is only the Göbekli Tepe is only one site. They said, around that whole area, there's other little temples like it,
yeah. wow.
but not as advanced because they're actually closer to us in timeline.
Okay.
But one of them had like beads, like jewelry and stuff, which, but it still doesn't add up to or line up with what archaeology said of like when they started to make jewelry and all that stuff. But it's like precision work, like bead work and stuff, which is one of the fallen angels taught that knowledge too.
Yeah. yeah.
Golly, man, that's fun.
Yeah,
that is super fun. That's something we got to keep our eye on. We got to figure out the new updates to that place.
Yeah,
how hard would it be to go there?
I don't know.
Göbekli Tepe.
Göbekli Tepe.
Hey, you were struggling at the beginning, but now you got it.
Now I got it.
Speaking,
I got it, baby. Göbekli Tepe. Göbekli Tepe.
Hey, Göbekli Tepe.
I was reading. It says the G is silent.
Oh,
odd.
Just kidding.
This is odd.
Yeah, that's so scary.
Dude, I want that, but that's what I'm saying, dude. It's like all these, and that again, that could be that what that one dude says, like, oh, you can make anything connect. That's a pretty good connection though.
Yeah.
If we're going yeah. based off of where the Ark is found
yeah.
in Turkey,
location.
400 miles away are these pillars with stars, all this stuff. I'm just repeating everything I'm saying,
no, but
like,
it's cool.
it's fascinating that, Noah's grandson went to find a city, found this, and was afraid to share it with Noah because he knew that was from the Watchers. It was sinful what yeah. was on these things.
I can't believe Ham found that in Turkey.
Nice.
I just keep thinking of food. The thing is, it's not too far-fetched of an idea like to just start building over new cities or covering up because like that's literally what happened in New York,
yeah.
Chicago. Like that's
Edinburgh.
Do you see that video? They were crawling underneath the manholes in Chicago.
Yeah.
And they're going through the tunnels, and there's a whole cave down there with artifacts.
Whoa.
Like yeah. frames and like all like this stuff. And it's just laying around with a bunch of beer cans and stuff, but it's all inside of this tiny cave. And I'm like, there's so much that we're not going to yeah. deal with it. It's yeah. easier just to start from scratch. Let's cover it up and move on. All
also
those things.
I want to say this too, with the flood stuff, it was this year, I think, they discovered that there is a ocean under the Earth's crust that is larger than our surface water ocean. And it, like, when you read scripture of like God talking about like opening the, like the water poured out from the earth, yeah. like the gates were open from heaven and from the earth, and like water just gushed up.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, there's so many things coming out that give validity to everything in scripture. Mm-hmm. Also the flood thing. Isn't it crazy that it seems like recently people are like, yeah, well, the flood definitely happened because every culture talks about it.
There's
but
a worldwide
like, it
flood,
seems like
yeah.
10 years ago, people would be like, no, that's so, that didn't happen.
Unconfirmed, it's theorized.
That's just in your Bible. But in people that are not Christians, like Graham Hancock and like all these people, they're like, yeah, every culture has a story of a flood that happened at the exact same time.
Floods, dragons. Both of them existed.
Yeah.
Flood and dragons.
Flood and dragons. That's actually a really good band name.
Nice.
Yeah, have you guys seen the thing about clams on the top of Mount Everest?
You're telling me, but...
So there's fossilized clams that they found on the top of Mount Everest, but they're all fossilized closed. And if you've like ever cooked clams, what happens when they die? They always open.
Yeah.
So these things were quickly buried as they were alive and fossilized, which implies that they died very quickly, covered up at the top of Mount Everest or somewhere else, and then there was enough force to raise them from where they were and place them.
Wow.
You know what's crazy about the flood, too, is like the theory of, they called it the Younger Dryas era or something.
Yeah.
Which is basically like, it was the Ice Age, right? Or like the Northern Hemisphere was typically like all ice, and the Southern was lush jungle and stuff. So that's where they get the Antarctica used to be.
A jungle, yeah.
Like a jungle. They said that the flood, when it happened, they predict that a giant meteor came down, hit the ice, and it basically instantly melted it all, and which caused a worldwide flood.
Yeah. See, that's the crazy thing is, like, we were talking about how Lake Neos, how it turned red after.
Yeah.
Like, the scientists, like, that's what they were looking at. Like, obviously, this is the problem.
We didn't
say
it on the podcast. We said it afterwards.
Yeah. So, because the lake turned red, very red, murky, and it was so that they obviously investigated that, and they realized because there's a volcano underneath and it releases stuff. But we always think about when we think of, like, the plagues in Egypt or any type of miracle that we read about in history or in the Bible, we always think it's, like, this magical thing that happens. When it's, like, in reality, it's, like, why wouldn't God just used nature.
Yeah.
His own creation.
Yeah. It's like his own creation. It's like, so frogs aren't magically maybe like, maybe they just all migrated to that area, or like it took a little, like, oh, who knows? Like what happened? And so why couldn't there like the asteroid be something that was sent? Or, you know, like we talk about the place, the melting of the walls. It's like
Babylon. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, what if that was like a heavenly fire, like, or something, like whatever, like God describes as like, you know, like I'm taking out Sodom and Gomorrah. It's like,
or these angels. Who,
what did that look like physically?
You know, it's I find it interesting with them talking about these star people, aliens, whatever, having nuclear weapons. Is that, do you remember in America, some of the first sightings for UFOs was when we tested the atom bomb?
Yeah, right. It came right after Roswell and stuff, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's almost like you almost wonder if the knowledge of creating the atom bomb or the nuclear bomb came from the fallen angels.
Oof. I've never thought about that. That's kind of scary.
Yeah.
That's wild, right?
That's super scary. That makes bombs so much more terrifying.
Yeah. Well, because
that it's literally that, like, it's a dark, powerful, terrible thing. Yeah, like an evil thing.
It could destroy the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to talk about something kind of dark in the half episode for Patreons. But I have a connection to that.
Cool. All right. That's half episode, 64 and a half. Go to patreon.com/ninjasorbutterflies to hear Lily's creepy story.
Yep.
Super creepy.
Yeah. And I don't know if you guys can see this, but the pillar behind Andrew, I don't know, can they see it?
Yeah, they definitely can. Yeah.
We have the names written down of
our patrons.
Our patrons.
You should be able to.
Can you see them?
With our top two tiers, the welcome to the show and the tinfoil hat tier, they get their names forever placed inside
our studio.
Boom, boom.
Even if we move studios one day,
we are taking that thing with us.
We're taking it with us.
Taking the pillar.
110%.
This building might collapse, but that's okay because it's worth it.
It is absolutely worth it. That's something I'm willing to die for.
Well, thanks, guys. Make sure to like this video, review it. I don't know why I always say like it. Yeah, like it.
Yeah, like it. Guys, yeah, share it. Also, comment. The biggest thing is we're creeping up on 1 million. We just hit 800K. Congratulations, team. We're trying to get 1 million before the end of the year.
Have to get 1 million before the
end
of the year.
Please.
We're really
hoping. Share this and tell everyone you know to subscribe to Sunday Cool on YouTube. Yes. We're so close.
If we don't hit 1 million by the end of the year, Danny said he's going to fire us.
Dang. Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
And I went through the analytics. For 1 million views, 700,000 are not subscribed.
Come on.
Why aren't you doing it? Commit.
Yeah.
Everyone loves the shorts and the reels, which I get it. They're great. We love them too. But this is a show.
Go on all the shorts. If you see any of our shorts, type in, if you're watching this, please go subscribe to Sunday Cool. Start a trend. 5 stars and everything, please.
Hey, and listen, you know this from the ad, but there's some stuff happening around Black Friday. So check it out, SundayCoolSwag.com.
Yeah. Love you. Bye.
Toodles.
Bye.
Oh, look at you. You're so
big. Hi.
Bye.
Look at you.
Oh, he's not bothering you, is he? Okay, perfect. Thank you. Be nice to the nice people.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's creatures.
I said empty your mind.
You learn martial arts! Ha! Ninjas are
dead! Look at these guys.
I can't see.
Oh cute.
Well, why? If I can't see it, why do you hide it?
She's zooming.
Oh. You put it down. Like, okay. Aw. There's a glare on it.